9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Anti-Trump protesters demonstrated outside the Trump International Hotel and at the White House last night, where one person was arrested. And at an anti-Trump protest at American University yesterday, protesters burned an American flag. It was all part of a nationwide wave of demonstrations yesterday against America's new president. There were big protests in at least 25 cities. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump is to meet with President Obama at the White House in about 4 hours.
This is not a meeting the president ever wanted to have, ever thought he would have. He spent months saying that Donald Trump was unfit to be president and that he didn't think that Trump was going to win. Well, now Trump has won, and so the focus shifts to this peaceful transition of power.
Correspondent Athena Jones. It's no longer a Trump campaign. Now it's a nascent Trump administration. And a number of names are being floated as potential appointees.
RNC Chairman Reince Priebus, one prospective option for Trump's chief of staff.
I haven't thought about it. And right now I'm chairman of the party. I'm excited about that job.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who has led his transition team, also being eyed for top posts. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani under consideration for Attorney General or Secretary of Homeland Security, while Newt Gingrich is being floated as the prospective Secretary of State.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. The district is now getting the ball rolling on presidential inauguration plans.
The first order of business is to work with the president-elect's presidential inauguration committee.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says no matter the unique circumstances of the election, they've been through this many times. Homeland Security Director Chris Gelder.
More than 3,000 law enforcement from around the country will be assisting.
In addition to 7,000 National Guard troops, Bowser says she refused to attend the opening of the Trump Hotel since she saw it as a campaign event. But in her words, the campaign's over.
I will participate in the inaugural. I'm the mayor of the District of Columbia, and I will represent the District of Columbia.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Now that Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has national name recognition, will he use it to seek the Oval Office himself?
If Kaine wants to run, there's certainly there are reasons to think that he could run and maybe even be successful.
Political analyst Jeffrey Skelly with the University of Virginia says Kaine has some advantages.
He'll have met and communicated with a lot of leaders in the party around the country, and that could give him the basis to start a national campaign.
But first, he needs to decide whether to run for re-election when his Senate term is up in 2018.
My assumption would be he probably will.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump is set to be sworn in January, but the president of the Philippines just thinks it's cool that both he and Trump like to swear. One day after Trump won the election, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he and Trump have the shared trait. He says, we both like to swear. One little thing, he says, we curse right away. We're the same. And the National Toy Hall of Fame will be revealing its class of 2016 today. A panel of experts has chosen the honorees from among 12 finalists. Some of the nominees are Fisher-Price Little People, Care Bears, and Rock'em Sock'em Robots. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,590. The Nasdaq at 52,51. Sports, the Wizards get their second win of the season, beating the Boston Celtics. The Caps are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Things are breaking all the time.
Mark Levin.
If you're going to come and listen to this program, it's my responsibility to be serious, have fun, yes.
6 to 9 p.m.
But to do the work that has to be done.
On 105.9 FM at AM 630.
WMAL.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 395 as you come off the Beltway. We're just inching along to get you through the landmark. The culprit is the crash right as you would merge on from Duke Street. Left lane remains blocked. Now, if you're joining on anywhere beyond that, wide open and through Shirlington, just a brief delay at the 14th Street Bridge. On the Suitland Parkway inbound, they were trying to relieve all the lanes there. Inbound before you get to Firth, Sterling, and 295, the scene of that crash. To the Wilson Bridge, it's just been about the volume before you get to St. Barnabas Road. 210, yes, I know we always have that stop and go through the signal lights, but this morning, a little extra complicated, north of Swan Creek Road for the crash. You'll still see a bit of activity there. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, normal delays. I know, they're normal. But they're tedious, 95 to Georgia Avenue. And here we go for our 270 commute out of Frederick. And we had a multi-car crash for quite a while. Only the shoulder was getting by. Now everything moved to the shoulder, but delays out of Frederick to get down toward 109. 355 picked up a lot of bailout traffic. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good start here to our Thursday. Clear sky, good driving weather. Temperatures about where we should be this time of year. Sunny later, near seasonable conditions, 63. Tonight, clear 47. Suburbs a little cold. Colder. Sunny tomorrow, 64. Northwesterly wind will start to kick up. That's a cold front, ushering in low 50s for high temperatures on Saturday, but mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Burke, 45 in Bethesda, 45 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. The president-elect meets the incumbent at the White House in a few hours. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, NASA Administrator Charles Bolden, a Marine Corps veteran, talk about his participation in tomorrow's Veterans Day on the Mall. At 8:35, Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I had a chance to talk to President-elect Trump last night at about 3:30 in the morning, I think it was, to congratulate him on winning the election. And I had a chance to invite him to come to the White House tomorrow to talk about making sure that there is a successful transition between our presidencies.
That's President yesterday joining us on the line to talk about how things are likely to go in the transition and the other political news of the day. Vince Colonnaise, the executive editor of the Daily Caller. Vince, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so there's going to be this little meeting at the Oval Office, the president and the president-elect sitting down to talk about the transition. Obama being very gracious yesterday and suggesting that they will work to make sure it's a smooth transition. How do you imagine that conversation is going to go?
Politics, actually, for a guy who's not a politician, Trump has adapted quite well. And politics is such a bizarre business because these guys have made such radical accusations towards one another.
Yeah.
Barack Obama has called Donald Trump unfit to be president. Donald Trump has called Barack Obama the worst president we've ever had. I mean, so these things are pretty raw, and we've just gotten out of an election season. But, you know, we saw Trump come up, and the very first things he said were thanking Hillary Clinton for her public service, although he had just prior in a debate talked about how she hadn't done anything in 30 years. So maybe he'll do something similar when he sees President Obama tonight. Gracious. We have some sense of how Donald Trump acts in these meetings. I mean, look at his trip to Mexico. His signature policy item, bringing up the wall, wasn't something that was really even discussed in the meeting. He just, you know, made nice. So I imagine today we may see some of that as well, as both Donald Trump and President Obama are seeking to have a nice exchange, I imagine, face-to-face as they begin talking about the transition.
Well, and let's face it, Vince, I mean, by taking a hostile stance toward Barack Obama today, how does that serve Donald Trump, really? I mean, it at this point, the best thing that he can do for his administration is to kind of ignore Barack Obama, because it's time for Barack Obama to fade into his post-presidency and his obscurity.
Right. And for all these accusations that Donald Trump can't handle himself, I think right now he's probably overwhelmed sort of by everything. I mean, I'm sure you guys spoke with people that felt this way, but we spoke with people inside the Trump camp before the election who, you know, were basically like, yeah, we could win this thing. But there wasn't a tremendous amount of optimism coming out of that side. And now all of a sudden he's won the presidency. I imagine he's a bit overwhelmed by the whole process, and now he's going to begin the transition. This is no time for misbehaving. For sure, this is going to be a moment where he's going to have his ears open, hopefully, and be learning, because there's a big transition involved. I believe something like 4,000 political appointees have to be picked. Right. Very quickly,
and you know what? You know, I'm going to say one of the things that that we've talked about is that I would like to see Donald Trump do is go in there and say, "Hey, enough of the executive actions. Anything you do, I'm going to undo on day one." So, does you save yourself some trouble, save yourself some time? But there's a story in the Washington Times which suggests that President Obama will ask him not to wipe out his executive orders.
Right. So we'll see if President Obama is successful in convincing Donald Trump of that. Certainly, you know, he's always, you know, as I recall, Donald Trump often mentioned this, that he'd get rid of any, you know, unconstitutional, unlawful executive orders. And I'm sure he sweepingly said he'd get rid of every executive order, too, at some point. But I do think that given the fact that he's now been elected, people who elected Donald Trump do expect Donald Trump to come in and on day one take care of a lot of executive orders. They do expect Donald Trump to hopefully rein in the executive branch. I mean, so much of why Donald Trump was elected was because we have an executive branch who is governing on its own, who has agencies that tell us what kind of light bulb we should or shouldn't buy, mm-hmm. right? So Donald Trump has a lot to do if he's going to sort of, you know, get control of the executive branch, and let's see if he can actually do it.
Could I turn you just a little bit to reflect? I mean, we do want to talk about the transition and the future Trump presidency, but I still think there's a conversation to be had about what we just went through. And Vince, I read enough of your stuff and your colleagues at Daily Caller to know that the media is a big focus of your attention at the Daily Caller. Do you think after this election there really will be some circumspect reflection in the corridors of the networks and of the various newspapers in this country about how they cover elections, what they did this time around, and the use of polls and all of the things that have been exposed as for what they are?
Right. So my sense is that the polling, there's going to be a lot of griping because they want accurate info. Everybody does. They don't want to be blindsided. The actual self-reflection part of how we cover elections or how the media covers elections, right now, I think just the motions that you're seeing from the press is just a way to guarantee to their audience that, hey, we're reliable in the future. Trust us. Look at us. We're actually assessing why we got this wrong. But I don't think that soul-searching is going to lead to fundamental changes in the way they cover, say, Donald Trump. And here's why. I see stuff. I mean, I came home last night. I saw ABC News. They were covering Donald Trump and talking about how he wants to repeal and replace Obamacare. Not a single breath about the problems with Obamacare. They're not talking about the fines, the premiums, and the deductibles exploding. These are sins of omission. The press loves not talking about the things that are actually problems that involve Democrats, but when it involves Republicans, they attack vociferously. So they're not, I mean, and for a long time, I always thought that if a Republican gets elected, it's better for democracy because the Fourth Estate is stronger. They attack. And they want to know everything about the Republican and try and cross-examine him. But I'm beginning to think that that's not the case anymore. Yes, they will attack, but they will omit things, and that is not good for the public. You need to tell us the full story when you go after politicians.
All right, we got these never-Trumpers who are, you know, coming to terms with what has happened. What do you think should be done to sort of bring people together after what has been a bruising election cycle?
Donald Trump has a massive policy vacuum. I mean, if you look at his campaign website, there are only a couple things he's really delineated on and in terms of what he's going to do. And so that needs to be filled. And the people who have fit nicely in the Never Trump camp, oftentimes like sort of like the think tank world, the magazine world, it's, you know, so long as they start, maybe they can finally do what I thought that they probably should have done the whole time, which is try and influence Trump in a positive direction. Get him to come up with something. You know, Ed Fulmer, the former head of the Heritage Foundation, we heard earlier in the cycle, was leading domestic policy transition. That's meaningful. What is Heritage doing? Heritage is keeping its head down right now, but my sense is that they're very active in trying to generate policies that the next president of the United States will adopt. And I think there's a place for people who have called themselves Never Trump, if they want to sit back and say, okay, you know what, let me try and positively influence the way that this government is run now. because Donald Trump needs policies, for sure.
That's interesting.
Vince Colonnais, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Vince. Appreciate it. It is now 7:15 on WMAL.
Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Leaving the Greenway and onto the toll road. I'm looking at delays growing here just as you would merge onto the toll road. I don't think anything reported along the way, but very slow. Getting down to the toll road on 28 with your lanes open. Just seeing a little bit of volume. East of 28, we do have a crash. Do watch. Crews tell me a tow truck is finally at the scene here on Sterling Road, 606 east of 28 at Herndon Parkway. So that intersection, still a bit of activity. 395, we're jammed. Did you try to come out of Newington to the crash in Landmark? Still have the left lane blocked. You see the arrow board is there. Everyone getting over to the far right lanes. 270, everything confined to the shoulder, but out of Frederick. Big delays, the crash between Route 80 and 109. Again, all lanes have been reopened. 355 through Urbana and Hyattstown. That's taken a lot of pressure. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny day today with a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low of 47. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 64. It's going to come windy tonight and tomorrow, though. Look out for that. It's 44 degrees at 7:16.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
I came in like a rainbow.
Okay. Here's a question I never thought I'd ask anyone in my lifetime, let alone the vast listening audience of WMAL here in Washington. But I'm going to ask the question anyway, and I am interested in your answer.
All
ready?
Right,
here's,
I'm ready.
Here's the question. Should President Donald Trump accept Miley Cyrus's invitation for a constructive dialogue across the political spectrum so that Donald Trump can better understand, in Miley's words, people who don't think the same way as you, but want to support you? Should Donald Trump accept Miley Cyrus's invitation for this bridging of the two worlds dialogue? 888-630-9625. Should Trump invite Miley to the White House to, you know, heal our nation's wounds?
Have a talk.
Yeah. I ask the question.
Talk it out.
Because Miley has offered her services. She posted a 2-minute video on Twitter last night in tears. I mean, blubbering. She can't stop crying over. And let's not forget, she's a Bernie supporter. Well, here, listen to Miley.
And I do want to say that I've been very vocal for my support for everyone besides Donald Trump. Heavily supported Bernie, heavily supported Hillary. And I still think that in her lifetime, she deserves to be the first female president. And that's what makes me so sad. Is that I just wish that she had that opportunity because she's fought for so long. And because I believe her when she says that she loves this country. This is all she's ever done. She's given her life to make it better.
So now, listen. We're not. I know that there are a lot of people whose personalities and their egos were wrapped up in this election, and they love their Hillary Clinton,
and
we're not laughing at them.
No, it's
Miley. Yeah. It's Miley.
It's a little too much.
There's more here, but I would like. I think it would actually be maybe it's just my own Schadenfreude in that I love watching these bizarre little celebrity moments. But I think he should totally take her up and say, Miley, come on over.
There's actually there's no, you know, if you do it this way, if you say, you know, Miley, I know you're having a tough time. But come on over to the White House. We'll sit out in the Rose Garden.
I'll have a little beer summit.
We'll have a glass of wine, you know, and we'll talk it out. We'll hug it out. And at the end of the day, I mean, having that in public, no, that's not a good idea. But having a private conversation at the end, yeah, I don't see any problem with
that. Here's the thing about celebrities. Celebrities love attention.
They do.
And they love to think that they're actually making a difference. Here's more Miley.
But like Donald Trump so ironically played after his speech that said you can't always get what you want. And happy hippies, we adjust and we...
All right, I can't. Here's the part where she actually talks to...
But please, please just treat people with love and treat people with compassion and treat people with respect. And I will do the same for you. And anyway, anything you ever want to talk about or understand, maybe people that don't think the same way that you and some of the people that support you do, please, if you want to open your mind and you want to open your heart, I would love to give you a key. Thank you so much.
There you go. A direct appeal to Donald Trump. David in Alexandria, should President Donald Trump have a sit down with Miley Cyrus and talk about, you know, all these political issues?
Could that not have been a better video?
It really did make my day.
It absolutely reflects the piss poor job we have done in teaching our future generation about the civics of this country. Yes. Now, having said that, I truly believe our President Trump will not put himself in a bubble like the opposition and the liberal media did.
Yeah.
He will listen. Now, I don't know that it'll be Miley, but he will listen to those who had a different opinion.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, David. And I think you're right. Although, because it's Miley, I think that it says something just in terms of that generation that you think whom we have failed. I think that could make it. Well, I don't know. It's Miley Cyrus. Who knows? But yeah. I think it is. Jason in Baltimore. You're on WMAL. What, Jason?
Hey, Jason.
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
Well, honestly, Trump, what he needs to do is just ignore these type of people. And instead of meeting with Miley Cyrus, if I'm not mistaken, didn't she say that she was going to leave the country if Trump won?
I can't remember if Miley was one of them.
I think she was.
Maybe she was. I know that Lena Dunham promised to go to Canada, and that's the one that I'm going to. I'm holding her to that.
I think Trump ought to offer up a military cargo plane to take them there.
All right. Wow. You. I see. Everyone has an opinion
on this one.
They want to chime in on Miley and Donald having a beer summit. So we'll continue with your calls in a moment.
It is now 7:22.
These guys,
105.9 FM and AM 630.
They speak the truth.
Washington's Mall.
Straightforward.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you hiring right now? You know, a lot of people, they start hiring and they get plans to hire for the first of the year. Well, you got to post your job to find the best candidates, and you can't just do it in one site. That's just not the way it's done anymore. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can very easily with ZipRecruiter.com. Post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and then watch the qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. You won't be overwhelmed with a billion emails or a bunch of calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, you know, sort of rate them, and then hire the right person quickly. Find out today why ZipRecruiter's been used by over 1 million businesses. And my listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report.
Live Casino and Hotel has more gaming, more rewards, and now even more ways to win with the new Member Play $100 on Us bonus. Simply join the Live Rewards Club and use your new Live Rewards card on your first day of play. We'll reimburse any losses up to $100 in free slot player promotional chips. Visit MarylandLiveCasino.com for details. At Arundel Mills, for new Live Rewards members only, please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Chris Plant here. Take aim at the nation's most advanced indoor range, Elite Shooting Sports. 65,000 square feet, 42 lanes. This state-of-the-art facility is like no other. Visit EliteShootingSports.com. You'll thank me later.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's now in Woodbridge. We're focusing on delays. Interstate 95 northbound with the crash along the right side. Crews that have arrived to the scene of the crash, fire trucks and all, really doing a good job trying to get most of that to the right shoulder, but still a lot to check out. So again, 95 north as you push past the Potomac Mills sign to Woodbridge, slowing. Now, in the Newington area, if you're trying to get to 95, the accident on the Fairfax County Parkway is southbound. Right as you come up to the exit for I-95, police are there. You have one lane to get through. 395. All right, here's the better news on 395. I just watched the police, tow trucks, everybody leave the scene of the crash in Landmark. The only thing left, the VDOT truck picking up the cones. So that should be cleared momentarily. I know you're in big delays here coming off of the Beltway. But again, just about cleared up as they pick up the cones on 395. 270, that's been our other struggle this morning. South through Urbana down to Hyattstown. That crash on the shoulder. Delays on 270 and 355 picked up some of the bailout. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
High pressure locked in, stays locked in for the rest of the weekend through the upcoming weekend. A little cool down coming though by the beginning of the weekend. To about the low 60s today, mid-60s tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine around with overnight lows in the low to mid-40s. A little cooler out in the suburbs. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs only in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 45 degrees at 627.
Anything you ever want to talk about or understand, maybe people that don't think the same way that you and some of the people that support you do, please, if you want to open your mind and you want to open your heart, I would love to give you a key. Thank you so much. Thank you, Hillary, for inspiring all of us.
Thank you, Hillary, for
bless her heart. You know, the creative people, they just feel more deeply than you and I.
They do, but you know, Donald Trump has understood the celebrity nature of our country with his Celebrity Apprentice and being in the media, and maybe it would go somewhere if he actually said, okay, Miley, come on over, let's have a conversation. You're not changing Miley's mind, but what signal does that send? What do you think? Should Miley have an invitation to the White House? How about Linda in Leesburg? Linda, that Miley Cyrus, the kids love her, Linda.
Hi. I absolutely think that Donald Trump should not speak with her. She is no different than you and I. And I think that if she wants to talk to the president, she should send a letter. I think it's very important that this administration does not turn the presidency into a circus like all the Democrats do.
Like it has been, exactly.
But you know, she did send a letter. This is the modern equivalent of a letter.
Send a letter. It's a two-minute selfie video through the tears and the turmoil of Miley Cyrus's life there on Twitter, and that's how they do it. Listen, if Beyonce and Jay-Z get a hearing with the president,
it'll be fun to watch.
7:28 on WMAL.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
You're here. You're actually here.
This is the right place, isn't it?
Yes, but it's 10 p.m.
I'm sorry. I thought 10 p.m. was when you wanted us to come.
It is. I just can't believe you actually came. It's 10 p.m.
We come when it's convenient for you, sir.
All you have to do is point.
Okay. How about that filing cabinet way back there? Am I dreaming this?
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to hear from Charles Bolden, the NASA administrator and Marine Corps veteran, on his participation in tomorrow's Veterans Day celebrations down on the nation's mall. So check in for that. And also, Paul Ryan finally spoke about Donald Trump's victory. And, well, I think you're going to like what you hear.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL
Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The day after the election was a day of protests here in Washington, in New York, and cities elsewhere.
Anti-Trump chants echoing through the streets in the nation's capital. Similar protests taking place in cities across the nation, from Philadelphia to Oregon, down through the West Coast to Los Angeles. In New York, as many as 5,000 people gathered outside Trump Tower. In Chicago, more protests. Some even calling on Hillary Clinton to challenge the election results. Clinton herself sending a very different message as she conceded.
Donald Trump is going to be our president. We owe him an open mind and the chance to lead.
I'm Reid Binion.
In a few hours, President Obama welcomes his successor to the White House. The Oval Office meeting symbolically begins the transition of power. Mr. Trump and his senior team, meanwhile, have already begun the task of choosing a cabinet and tapping hundreds of appointees to senior roles in key departments. D.C.'s mayor isn't happy about the Trump victory, but Muriel Bowser says she is not going to turn her back on the Inauguration Day tradition.
I will participate in the inaugural. I'm the mayor of the District of Columbia, and I will represent the District of Columbia.
D.C. officials are casting Inauguration Day as another run-of-the-mill high-security event, something they've become used to putting on over many decades. The UVA Center for Politics has issued a mea culpa, literally, admitting they got it all wrong in predicting a Hillary Clinton victory. Their final crystal ball forecast had Clinton winning the White House with 322 electoral votes. What can we say? We blew it, they now admit. It does not appear that Virginia will be changing state regulations on when parents can opt their kids out of otherwise mandatory school vaccinations. A General Assembly commission recommends no changes to the rules. Two lawmakers last winter had introduced a bill that would have removed religious objections as a valid reason not to have a child vaccinated. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,590, the NASDAQ at 5251. Sports, Otto Porter scores a career-high 34 points as the Wizards beat the Celtics, and that's second baseman Daniel Murphy wins a Player's Choice Award as the National League's Outstanding Player. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Everyone knows the best time to buy a new TV is Black Friday. At the big screen store, Black Friday savings start now, which means all prices are guaranteed through Black Friday. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Why wait till Black Friday? Black Friday starts now. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Sometimes it takes a cold snap to get your attention.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
That's when it really hits you. If you have a furnace that's 10 years old or older, you're risking a breakdown every time you flip that switch. Especially if you've been a little relaxed about having your system maintained. You know, I get it. Getting a furnace tune-up is not a huge priority for most folks. Until it gives up and there's no heat. And that's why it is so important that you book a furnace tune-up from my stand-up guys here at Snell Heating and Air. And you want to do it before things get crazy around here and you got to wait in line. A WOW fall furnace tune-up from Snell is just $79. And with that, you get greater efficiency, lower power bills, and reliable comfort all winter long. So every time you flip on the thermostat, that's the time to really relax.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. The Fairfax County Department of Transportation wants to reward your current and future efforts in providing a variety of commuting options to employees. Employers in Fairfax County who participate not only help reduce traffic congestion, but can increase employee retention and morale. To enroll in the 2016 Best Workplaces for Commuters program and attend the December 6 award ceremony, simply call 703-877-5704 before November 18th. That's 703-877-5704.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Fairfax County Parkway, if you're trying to head over toward I-95, have an accident, just one lane getting by. So we have delays quickly forming here southbound Fairfax County Parkway, right at that exit for I-95, and that off-ramp blocked with crash. On 95, northbound, as you head through Dale City or up toward the Occoquan, accident activity. I see a tow truck is there. Hopefully wrapping that up soon off the right shoulder. 395, all lanes reopened. That's the volume with us this morning. And top side of the Beltway as you come through College Park, Silver Spring, slow and into that sunshine into Bethesda. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More dry weather and temperatures starting to inch up a degree or two here as we head on through today. Make about 63, plenty of clear sky, lots of sunshine with a little northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Leesburg, 45 in Silver Spring, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:35, we're going to check in with Jake Tapper of CNN. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, every Veterans Day down at the Vietnam's Veterans Memorial, the wall, as we call it, thousands of people gather to honor those who served in that particular conflict. And they have a ceremony. And this year, the keynote speaker is a NASA administrator, Charles Bolden. And we all think of Charles Bolden as a man who served time in the astronaut corps. But you also spent a lot of time. You also served in the U.S. Marine Corps as well, did you not, sir?
I did. I'm a 34-year veteran, active duty in the Marine Corps, and I was a Marine. I was a detailee from the Marine Corps to NASA during the 14 years that I was in the astronaut office.
And so the Vietnam, you also did combat missions, did you not?
I'm one of those guys that claims to be a Vietnam veteran. So I spent a year actually flying out of a place called Nam Phong, Thailand, into North and South Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia, back in the early 70s.
Well, I know that this ceremony means a lot to you. What will you be talking about?
I generally want to just talk a little bit about the contributions of veterans to our society and our way of life. Really encourage folk who are there who may not be veterans themselves, but may have an opportunity to provide work for people to think about hiring a veteran whenever there are positions available, because we know that if you've got a job you want to be done, generally a veteran is a really good person to put into that place. The fact that it is because of those who have served and continue to serve today that America is remains the greatest nation on the face of the earth. We train in hopes that we never have an opportunity to do the things for which we train. But unfortunately, over the last 15, almost 20 years now, we've spent a lot of time doing that, and so we always have to be ready. So those are my major themes.
That's a great way to put it. And Administrator Bolden, I got to say, I'm grateful that I came of age at a time where the military really has found a very well-deserved respect in our culture and our society. But I would love for you to reflect on those days after the Vietnam War. You know, things are pretty divided and pretty rough right now in America. But when I look back on the films of Vietnam veterans returning, my God, I can't believe that was the United States of America. And it's so important that we honor our veterans, especially our Vietnam vets. From that perspective, please talk to me.
Yeah, it was a very interesting time, and it actually, because I consider myself to be a late Vietnam veteran, the war was, when I came out of the Naval Academy, I made my selection to go into the Marine Corps right at the height of the Tet Offensive in 1967, and I graduated in 68, came into the Marine Corps not intending to fly airplanes, but to be an infantry Marine, and subsequently changed my mind.
And all of that, you raised your hand and you said, I want to be a Marine, I want to be a part of that that's going on.
I did, and it was not because I wanted to go to war or anything. It was just because I went to the Naval Academy to learn how to be a leader in the military, and one particular officer there who impressed me the most was like my dad, was Major John Riley Love, who was my first company officer at the Naval Academy. And 4 years after I got there, I looked back and said, I want to be like him. And I you know, during my 34 years in the Marine Corps, I would always tell my Marines that somebody's always watching, and you're a role model whether you like it or not. You can either be positive or negative. I think military personnel and veterans, as a general rule, tend to be very positive role models, and kids look at us. And so we help to shape the future of the nation. And I think it's really important for a veteran to make it very clear to people that they did not come into the military to go to war. They came into the military because they wanted to preserve the peace and see the world become a better place for all. But somebody's got to go do it if you have to, and that's what we do.
I would imagine, given all that background, that when you go to the mall and you walk along the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, it's such an emotional experience. And I would imagine that speaking on this day at this place is going to be an emotional experience for you as well. What are your thoughts?
I have no doubt it will be. I get emotional just talking to you all. I have friends whose names are on the wall. And, you know, there are five folk that whose names are on the wall that did not come back. And I was one of the fortunate few who did come home, and I never forget them. Some, we still don't know their fate because they're among the MIAs, and their families still agonize to this day. So it's, I think it is an incredible walk for people who have never been there before, for people who may have never served. I think the juxtaposition of the Vietnam Wall with the Korean War Memorial just across the way, the Korean War Memorial for me is just eerie. And, you know, you can see what it was like for the soldiers and Marines slogging through the snow and ice in Korea. And then you go to the wall, and its design is something that I actually come away with a positive feeling of hope and inspiration every time I go to the wall, because I know you know what it was like when we were there, wondering why, because it was not a very popular war, and that's, I think that speaks loads to why veterans do what they do. You know, our job is not to pick and choose. Our job is not to, as we get ready to transition from one administration to another, veterans understand more than anybody else what this country is all about, and the fact that we don't pick and choose the commander-in-chief that we serve. We take what the American people have chosen, and then we do the absolute best we can to deliver whatever it is the American people and the people of the world today ask us to do.
Well, it's going to be a very special ceremony at the wall tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Administrator Bolden, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you very much, and happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight?
TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through November, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. Save money and energy this winter with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, from the Window Man. See us for saving details.
Don't you think it's crazy to spend $30,000 or more just to sell your home? After all, that's your money. Hi, everybody. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town through Chevrolet, Riverdale. Here's the drill on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. Slow. We had the earlier crash at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. Definitely still a factor here, especially for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway heading south. Now, in the 3rd Street Tunnel, northbound, the volume to New York Avenue. This slows us each direction on the southeast-southwest freeway. But currently, I don't have any incidents reported. Suitland Parkway has been slow all morning. We had an earlier crash in our first Sterling. Looks like we may have one in the backup. So patience definitely necessary there. On the Virginia Beltway through Springfield and Annandale, Tysons to the Legion Bridge, stop and go. On the Fairfax County Parkway, the crash. Southbound Fairfax County Parkway right at the exit for I-95 with only one lane slowly getting through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
More dry weather and temperatures starting to inch up a degree or two here as we head on through today. Make about 63, plenty of clear sky, lots of sunshine with a little northwest breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 44 degrees in your nation's capital. It's 7:46. So this is the time now in Washington, D.C., where the Never Trump factions that were sort of split off from the conservative movement and the Republican Party are trying to figure out ways to reconcile. You know, there's an amazing thing about what an election victory can do. And and many people want to like, okay, all right, it's time to sort of focus on what we have in common and see what kind of a ruling party the Republican Party is going to be here, because there's a 2-year window now where you've got a Republican president and you've got a Republican House and Senate. That hasn't happened since George W. Bush in 2001, and then it was an interesting time for him as well.
It's a golden opportunity to get things done if you take advantage of it.
And as people look at the House of Representatives, they see that one of the leading, you know, listen, he wasn't never Trump, but boy, he was barely Trump. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, and there were a lot of bad blood between the two of them. Well, Paul Ryan finally spoke out yesterday at the prospects of working with President-elect Trump in building that 100-day agenda that Trump laid out in his Gettysburg speech a couple of weeks before the election. And here's what Paul Ryan had to say.
Last night, and again this morning, I spoke with President-elect Donald Trump, and I congratulated him on his great victory. We talked about the work ahead of us and the importance of bringing this country together.
That's right.
Come together right now. Over me.
It's time to come together, Brian Wilson. Do you think it can be done? Do you think that, think about the senators and the congressmen who were virulently against Donald Trump. The day of the election, they were, you know, bragging about the fact that they had, Lindsey Graham wrote in Paul Ryan's name, I think, for president, and or John McCain, or something.
Well, look, I mean, there is a rare opportunity that is, I mean, the stars have aligned in the universe. We have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, a Republican president who's about to appoint a Republican nominee to the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
We'll put the Supreme Court back in a conservative mode instead of being split like it is right now.
If the Senate confirms him.
I think so. But I think if you can make that happen, I think you can. Here's the thing. Why not take advantage of that? why not really get everything that you can do and really run the table for a while and set the country back in the right direction?
God knows that's what Obama did between 2009 and 2010 until that midterm election.
Right.
So Paul Ryan, I have to say, had quite a bit to say yesterday that I think should have been welcome in the Trump world. Listen to this.
Donald Trump heard a voice out in this country that no one else heard. Mm-hmm. He connected in ways with people no one else did. He turned politics on its head.
And Paul Ryan wasn't happy about the way he did it, certainly, as we saw, but he's acknowledging exactly what was achieved. In fact,
let me just say, this is the most incredible political feat I have seen in my lifetime.
I know that there's a lot of criticism about Paul Ryan, and I think that he brings a lot of it on to himself. Mm-hmm. And I think, frankly, a lot of the posturing that we were seeing from Speaker Ryan had to do with the fact that he intended to run for president, and now he knows that that's not going to happen for quite some time.
Well, there are two big meetings today. One is Donald Trump meeting with the president in the Oval Office. Another one will be Donald Trump and Mike Pence meeting with Speaker Ryan in the Speaker's office.
Well, and so the question is, when Donald Trump walks in, you know, he's showbiz, Donald Trump is, so there's going to be a soundtrack wherever he goes. Do you think they should, you know,
come together
as he comes down into the corridors of the Speaker's office there?
Yeah,
at the Capitol?
I can see that.
Over me.
A little classic rock situation. You're good with it?
I'm good with it. The Beatles are always the answer.
750 on WMAL.
You've seen it before, something that sounds like a great new investment opportunity, so you invest, only to discover it's not so hot. Hi, Rick Edelman here, warning you to stay away from hot investment fads. It's a common way investors lose money, and there are six more that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. Come learn what these mistakes are and discover the right way to invest for retirement at my seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. Thousands have already attended the seminar nationwide. Now it's your chance. Come take the first step to helping you achieve your financial goals. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Beltsville and Leesburg, Saturday, November 12th at 11 a.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life, even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire Therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor here in the DC area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Come on, isn't it time to get your rugs cleaned? I mean real, deep down, professional clean. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system that includes washing each and every rug by hand. It's a multi-step process that ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, and the bacteria and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing fine fringe. Free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. Give them a call at 703-241-1111. And starting on Saturday for this holiday season, Hadid is sponsoring a child help organization toy drive. Just drop off a gift to a needy child at their state-of-the-art facility in Springfield and get a generous discount on your rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111 to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations.
Apparently, the Trump election wasn't so bad for Wall Street, actually at one point breaking a record yesterday. Chuck Kamlick from the CNBC News Desk, what's today going to look like?
It's going to be very similar. Keep an eye on this one number, 79. If the Dow rises 79 points today, it will be at a new record high. And if it stays there, of course, it'll close at a record high, too. I mentioned last hour, I was being a little facetious. The reason that stocks are going up, because of the Trump election, but because also the GOP now controls the House and the Senate. More likely now that the rules and regulations on banks and on drug companies and on oil companies will be eased a lot, and that gave the markets a lot of hope. Oil prices, though, today down to about $45 a barrel because OPEC keeps pumping out more. The holidays are coming. Coal's profits better than expected because of cost cuts, but sales were down 2%. Look for deals there. Solid earnings overnight. Taser's income more than doubled because of police demand for its video and body cameras. Shake Shack's earnings doubled because it sold more fresh burgers. Pfizer now thinking of spinning off, or selling that part of its business that makes ChapStick and Advil. That deal could be worth $14 billion. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Life got you stressed. Have aches and pains? Schedule a craft massage with Mary at Vienna Massage Therapy. Mary's board certified and has been skillfully combining the art and science of massage for over 20 years.
Mary's tailored approach is the best I've ever encountered.
Take $30 off your first visit with Vienna's best kept secret. Remember ViennaMassageTherapy.com. Accept no imitations. ViennaMassageTherapy.com. Not just your run-of-the-mill massage.
7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're very busy in Virginia, Larry. First, let's begin on the Fairfax County Parkway. Crews are still with the serious crash southbound Fairfax County Parkway at I-95 and the exit ramp to go south on 95. That's closed. And if you're on Interstate 95 coming southbound toward that stretch, you'll see a lot of activity and partial lane closure as you come up to the exit ramp. Now, let's go northbound as you come out of Newington. Slows to Landmark. Earlier crash gone on 395. Now onto the inner loop of the Beltway toward Braddock Road with the stop and go. Now on 270, how's your recovery? Well, it's like this. Through Urbana and Hyattstown slow. 355 still quite heavy into Hyattstown. That was where everyone was bailing out earlier from the 270 crash. Top side of the Beltway from 95 to George Avenue slow. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good shot of clear sky through the morning and sunshine. Six with us this afternoon. A light northwest breeze up to about 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 degrees in your nation's capital at 7:57.
LOL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Well, Washington comes to talk.
You remember last year's Thanksgiving? It was beautiful, wasn't it? It's fantastic. But here's the thing. Are your reminders of last year's Thanksgiving still sort of festering in your carpet at home? Right, with the cranberry stains and, you know, wine stains and other things that you dropped there during the feast when you got into the feeding frenzy with your family, when the turkey bird was brought onto the table. That's not good. You should get those carpets clean before this Thanksgiving. And Zero Res is here to help. They want you to get clean for the holidays, and they're ready to turn your carpets into like-new condition again. Listen, when something is really clean, it smells that way, right? That's the first thing you're going to notice about Zero Res. Your home is going to smell fresh and clean, just like mine does now, because, yeah, Zero Res cleans my carpets, and they clean them well. Zero Res doesn't add any fragrances or deodorizers. It's truly, it's a clean that means great relief for asthma and allergy sufferers, too. Zero Res always guarantees their work, and listen to this. If those aren't reasons to call Zero Res, well, this is. Zero Res is proud to honor and celebrate our veterans. This week, they're offering current and retired military personnel a special 20% off their entire cleaning when they call in to book their appointment. Call them now, 703-382-1221 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdcmetro.com.
Can having breast implants lead to suicide?
She knew she was sick from the implants, but the doctors would not acknowledge that.
Seven on Your Side's Kimberly Suters reveals a possible dark side to the most popular plastic surgery.
The women who have breast implants are more likely to kill themselves.
But why? And do all doctors see a real problem? Women, suicide, and breast implants. Seven on Your Side alerts, protects, investigates. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
ABC Tonight.
You can't be here.
I'm scared what I'll do if I gotta be alone tonight.
A killer returns to How to Get Away with Murder.
If he comes anywhere near this house, he's dead.
And hell is coming with him.
It's an eye for an eye.
Don't miss the last episode before we find out who is dead.
Something bad's about to happen.
Something bad's always about to happen.
How to Get Away with Murder, following an all-new Grey's Anatomy and Notorious.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on Your Side.
Lung cancer takes more lives in the U.S. than breast, colon, and prostate cancer combined. Fighting it with an oncologist alone is like breathing with one lung. At Inova, we take a specialized team approach to lung cancer care. A medical oncologist, radiation oncologist, pulmonologist, and surgeon all work together. Choose a better way than running from hospital to hospital. Visit inova.org/cancer. Inova, join the future of health.
Coming up on WMAF,
we'll be joined by CNN's Jake Tapper coming up at 8:35.
Plus, Donald Trump, the president-elect, meets with President Obama today in the White House. So, we won't be in the room, but what should be said in that room? If you were advising Donald Trump before he goes in there, what would you tell him to say to President Obama? Your call's next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.